You're listening to the Golden Rock 1280 WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 6 o'clock.
Another ceasefire was declared in Lebanon today, but Israel warned it's running out of patience. The Israeli cabinet accused PLO leader Yasser Arafat of foot-dragging in negotiations to evacuate the Palestinian guerrillas from West Beirut. And in Tel Aviv, Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut told reporters he's inclined to agree.
I'm beginning to question whether or not they really, whether Arafat really does want to leave at this juncture, whether or not he'd like to delay it as long as possible to sort of squeeze every bit of political advantage he can out of it. At this juncture, I don't think he has any immediate plans to go.
Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut today on ABC's This Week with David Brinkley. While flying back to Washington from California today, President Reagan said there are reasons for some optimism for an early settlement of the Lebanese crisis. And Mr. Reagan said he understands the American people's concerned about sending U.S. troops in there. Said the president, I'm wary myself. This is news from Mutual Radio. Bob Neiser reporting.
When you get it,
itchy red skin.
Get Cornate. When you get it.
Darn bug.
Get Cornate. When you get it.
Oh, touch of poison ivy.
Get Cornate. Cornate.
Cordate gently works with your body's natural defenses. It's all you need for the relief of dermatitis and other minor itches and rashes.
When you get it.
Itchy eczema.
Get Cordate.
Read and follow label directions.
Hotel coupon and discount offers are confusing and limited. That's why the world's largest lodging chain invites you to call Best Western before you call anyone else. Chances are you'll find a Best Western just where you need it most, at a price you'll want to pay. No strings attached.
Call 1-800-528-1234.
The official Chinese press charged today that some U.S. supporters of Taiwan are undermining Sino-American relations. Mutual's Bonnie Sexton reports from Peking.
Despite visits this spring by Vice President George Bush and Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker, China is still worried over U.S. ties to Taiwan. A weekend commentary by the official news agency called a recent press conference by Americans who backed the Taipei government an ill wind. The report went on to charge that people who support Taiwan are cherishing the memory of gunboat policies. Their proposal is dangerous, Xinhua warned, and could do great damage to the Sino-U.S. negotiations going on now. Bonnie Sexton, Mutual News, Peking.
For nearly 6 weeks, 22-year-old Leslie Hellman has been rolling across the country toward his home in Worcester, Massachusetts. Hellman left Portland, Oregon with the intention of roller skating to New England to raise money for the American Cancer Society. At a stopover in Milwaukee today, Hellman told Mutual News the roads have been hard on his skates.
I've gone through one set of wheels, and so I'm working on my second set right now. The roads have gotten a lot better in terms of the paving. In terms of, you know, the rockiness and things like that, it's not as rocky as it was back in Oregon, so the wheels will last a lot longer.
Skater Leslie Hellman says he hopes to reach Worcester, Massachusetts by August 14th, that is, if his eight-wheelers hold out. You're listening to Mutual News.
Tonight is waiting for you.
Get up and ride your bike.
Tonight there's so much to do.
Get up and Moses drive.
The city lights shining bright.
Play the Nestle Crunch Music to Your Mouth Instant Winner Game. You could march off with a fabulous custom stereo or $10,000 cash. There's over 400,000 musical prizes in all. No purchase necessary, and you could be an instant winner. So look for complete details on specially marked crunch wrappers or wherever crunch is sold.
Nestle Crunch is music.
Contest ends December 31st or while supplies last. Void where prohibited.
Federal investigators said today the cockpit tapes from Friday's Pan Am jetliner crash near New Orleans are very poor. However, they hope to improve the quality so they can find out what the crew said moments before the plane went down, killing at least 153 people. The Detroit News today reported the government's investigating allegations that two leading Japanese drug companies tried to buy advanced American research on the drug interferon. This is Bob Neiser, Mutual News.
Good evening. Updating Twin Cities weather, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers this evening and a low of 72, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, clear and sunny with a 20% chance of showers tomorrow night. Currently at 6:05 under partly cloudy skies, it's 82 degrees.
1280 TC presents a Golden Instrumentals Weekend.